National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is a special welcome to the Queen of Travel to Italy, the founder of Donna Franca Tours, Donna Franca. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you to you, and thank you for the lovely compliment.
Oh, for sure. We've heard your name spoken around our house forever. And always the most popular, positive way. Donna, where were you born?
And I was born in Rome, Italy.
Oh, wonderful. How long did you live there?
Well, I lived there until I got married. I was 23 years old when I got married and came to the United States.
Oh, and when was that?
It was in 1955.
Wow. How did your knowledge and passion for Italy evolve into Donna Franca Tours?
Well, it's a long story, but, I think that was my destiny. When I came as a young bride, I arrived to Boston, and with my mother-in-law one day, I went downtown Boston to purchase my bedroom set because I was setting up my new home.
Uh-huh.
And in the Italian quarter of North End, there were a lot of Italian names, and among many stores, and in one of these stores, it not immediately, something made me look at that sign. The name was Lucozzi Travel. And so I asked my mother-in-law, I said, I would like to go inside and ask if they have a part-time job for me, because I don't want to be home doing nothing. You know, I am active person. And so I went in, and I asked to speak with the manager, and I explained to him that I just came from Italy, that I knew English, I could write and read, and I could type, because at that time there were no computers, but I could type. And if he needed a secretary or someone to help him in the office, I'd be available. So at that time, he told me, I'm all set, I don't need anybody, but give me your phone number and I will call you if I need you. And so after 2 weeks, I got a call. And I went to work for this Lucozzi Travel, who at that time was not really a full-appointed travel agency. They only had the appointment to send people by boat to Italy. And so I learned to make orders of a round-trip ticket by boat to Italy. And also, I was translating lots of documents for the owner of the company. There was also not a republic, and he was doing a lot of filling up papers for people that they want to apply for a visa and join their relatives here in Boston.
Now, was your husband
was doing lots of immigration papers?
Was your husband Italian or American?
No, my husband is an American.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, what year did you actually found your company?
Well,
I mean, after that experience,
I started then you know, I went to work for a bank. Then I went back to work for this travel company after I had my four children. And one day the owner of the company sent for me because I had quit the job and I was working in the meantime in a bank, an Italian bank, which was paying me more money, more salary. So, but the owner of the travel called me and said, you know, I am very sick, I'm going to die, and I would like to give you the opportunity to purchase my company. And I said to him, but I don't have any money to buy your company. And, well, think about it. I give you a good break. You can buy my company for $8,000. So at that time, my mother was visiting me. Every time I had a child, my mother would come and help me with the children. So I went home and I said, Mother, guess what? I got this offer. What do you think? How can I ever run a business with four children? And she said to me, and also, I don't have the money. How can I do it? And so she said to me, well, don't worry. Why don't we ask your father for the money? Maybe he will help you out.
Smart lady.
So we did.
Smart lady.
So we did, and my father did help me, and I purchased that company that was General Travel. At that time, it was just a retail company.
You know, from what you've been telling me, it sounds like bank money. Going by ship at that time was first class was expensive. I mean, it wasn't like today where, you know, you have $4.99 for 7 nights.
Oh, no,
it was. So right away you were almost thrust into the more elegant part of the travel industry.
That's what I said. By destiny, I think I found myself in that situation.
What year was that?
When I purchased the agency.
Yeah. Donna, what makes Donna Franca Tours different from other companies who offer tours to Italy?
The knowledge for the country, pride to do it, to do the job well, and great, great love for my country.
Oh, that comes across. That comes across for sure.
Yes, they're the three ingredients that make me. Try to make me do the best job I can, and also, you know, to I have in my office for the last 35 years my own son, my oldest son, working with me, and I was teaching him the way to run a business, my way of dealing with clients. My way of putting together vacations, and we had a lot of differences of opinion because a new generation, different generation. But, you know, at the end, it finally understood that my way was the right way, not because I was dictating it, but because that's the only way to do it.
Donna, who is your client? Who are the travelers that seek out the services
lately,
of your company?
Lately, you know, after the horrible incident of the tower, the travel industry has changed. We were selling lots of groups before. We were moving 150 people each week on tours, on set-up tours with set-up dates and set-up dates of departure and return. But then after that horrible incident of the towers, in New York, people changed their way of travel, and they didn't want to travel in groups anymore. So I understood even a little bit before that happened that by answering the phone, the people more and more wanted to do their own thing. The upscale clients, they didn't want to join a group with a set-up itinerary, with set-up hotels, with already prearranged meals. They want something very special, something that they wanted to do. They want to depart the day that they want to depart. They want to stay how long they want to stay. They wanted to go to the class of hotel that they were used to go to, and have meals in very special restaurants, or have no meals at all, and that would be on their own independent arrangement.
I understand so, that. All right, listen, can you hold on just a second? We have to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. So just stand by. Thank you.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's New Year's Eve at Symphony Hall in Boston with band leader extraordinaire Bo Winokur and the Boston Pop Swing Orchestra. Doors open at 8 p.m. The concert begins at 10. Dance the night away. Tickets at bostonpops.org or please call 888-266-1200.
We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. For
there's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Ireland invites you to the Gulfibber Fiddler of a lifetime. Befuddled by Gulfibber Fiddler? I'll explain. It's what begins with a lively round of golf at Ballybunion and soon turns into an even livelier round at Belfast's Fibber McGee's, where the fiddler plays on four strings, 2 feet, and occasionally someone's shoulders. Golf, Fibber McGee's, Fiddler. Golf Fibber Fiddler. An easy word to stumble over and an Ireland easy to stumble into. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Mark Abrams pitching in for Stephanie today. And we're talking with Donna Franca, the founder of Donna Franca Tours. Hi there, Donna. Are you back?
I am here.
Okay. Stephanie Abrams says that when she was a travel agent, the agency worked and always preferred to sell their clients Donna Franca Tours, even though there were other tour operators, and many were cheaper, but none were better. And their focus was on keeping clients very happy so they would come back to them, and using Donna Franca Tours assured that.
That's the secret.
I bet it is. Service is so important today, I
absolutely
tell you.
Absolutely. You know, when you said to me that I am the queen of the tour operators for Italy, I want to tell you that in order to become a queen and last long time and be in charge of your kingdom, you have to perform and you have to give the best of yourself. And that's what I've been doing for the last more than 50 years now, to give the best of myself, best knowledge, best service, best advice to my clients, make sure that we are following their wish that we can put together a vacation according to their budget, according to their interests. And it's when you go to a travel agent and you want to purchase a vacation, it's just like going to a doctor and asking to the doctor, what is the best diet for me, doctor, to stay healthy? And the doctor will give you a diet. Well, a tour operator like me is giving the advice to the client, what would be the best for them, what is the best investment that they can make it, what are the best places to visit, is that their first time to Italy, then they definitely have to see the visit the city of culture.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
You know, it, Venice.
It's funny because
time, maybe they can go and see the lovely places and stop a little more on the back roads of our country. So, you see, we custom design vacation according to what they really want and what their interest is.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was going to say that most people have been to Italy, have been to Rome, Florence, Venice, maybe Naples to visit Pompeii,
yeah,
Vesuvius,
yeah,
maybe the Amalfi Coast.
The Amalfi Coast.
But Italy is such a big country. What are the treasures of Italy that those who think they've seen the country have missed?
That's right. There are some areas that still the Americans are not familiar with. this year, in 2016, we are going to promote, for instance, a region of Italy, which is very beautiful, the region of Puglia, which is in the south. And there is so much art in Puglia that you won't believe it. Beautiful Baroque art, which is not knowledgeable to the average American. They don't even know that we have it. The food is delicious. The hotels are beautiful. There are lovely sandy beaches. But nobody ever talks about Puglia, and nobody thinks that they should travel there. So it's up to us to start to promote regions in areas of Italy that are unknown, because, you know, you can still go and see Rome, Florence, and Venice, but extend your stay and see something that you never have seen before.
Well, what is it, you know, that makes Italy so unique on the planet? It's such a wonderful country, but there's got to be those couple of points in your mind that just puts it right up at the top.
Well, Italy has a wonderful climate all year round. Italy has delicious food and wine. Italy has, the most beautiful art treasure in Rome, Florence, Venice. We have the Pope. We have only one Venice. There is only one Venice in all the world is in Italy. We have the Pope in Rome and St. Peter, and the other country do not have it. We have the island of Capri, the enchanted island of Capri, that no one else has it. We have a treasure of everything that you need to know and to enjoy.
Well, you know, Stephanie and I have traveled to Italy many times, but I think you're making me salivate for another trip back. I wish you could hold us by the hand and take us there.
Oh, I wish I could do it.
You know, there was a time when people were happy just to go places and see things from which the word sightseeing came into being.
Yeah.
But today, more and more people want to be able to actually participate in experiences while traveling.
Oh, yes.
So that they aren't just a spectator, but a participant in the process
right.
of the visit.
How many people, they want to go to Italy now and take culinary lessons? Because they want to learn how to cook and to learn our recipes. You know, Italy is divided in regions, and each region has its own specialty. So the Americans, here in local restaurant in a big city like New York, Boston, Chicago, they do go to different restaurants and they try some different specialties, and therefore they get that kind of interest in wanting to learn how to prepare the special dinner that they ordered it.
Now, in your tours, is it possible to integrate into the tour
remember that my tours, they're not tours. My tours are vacations. My client can leave any day they want. They can choose their destination in Italy. They can stay as long as they want. We don't tell them you have to leave on June 10 and come back June 20. They will tell us, I want to leave on this day and return on this day. What can you give me among the days that I am in Italy, and this is my budget? Put together for us an itinerary and present it to us, and then we will decide what to do. And that's what we've been doing. We custom design different vacations after we have spoken with the client and learned what they really have in mind, what they want to do during their vacation. And after that, we put together our, it's not a tour because it's an independent arrangement.
I understand that. Listen, we're going to have to take another quick break. So
sure.
Just hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
is Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Via, via, vieni via di qui. Niente più ti lega a questi luoghi, neanche questi fiori azzurri. Via, via, neanche questo tempo grigio, pieno di musica.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Mark Abrams pitching in for Stephanie Abrams, who's been stricken with a case of laryngitis. And we're talking with Donna Franca, founder of Donna Franca Tours. Donna, you sent Stephanie a link to a video recently produced with Rachel Ray. Can you give us some background on how that came to be and a little bit about it?
Let me tell you, 10 years ago, we handled Rachel Ray weddings in Montalcino, Tuscany. We were the ones that make all the arrangements for the wedding. And since then, Rachel and her family are traveling with us because they were extremely happy. And each year, they, especially the mother, Rachel's mother, and the sister and the brother are traveling with us in different parts of Italy and also of Europe. This year, early September, the mother called me, and she only wants to talk to me, and she wants only my advice, and she wants only me to put together a vacation for her.
Well, that's because you're the queen, obviously.
So she called me, and she said, you know, I'm a little bit afraid of traveling because what's happening in the world, you know, a lot of terrorist attacks here and there, and I am,
well, concerned, yes.
And I said to her, don't worry, you know, you can travel to Italy, you go first class, there is no fear, you should go. Enjoy life now that you can. And then I said, you know, I watch your Rachel all the time on TV when I have the time to be home, and I really would like to go on a show and challenge her because I can prepare a meal in 20 minutes. She says that she prepares a meal in half an hour. I can do it in 20 minutes. So she said, I will talk to my daughter, and you will come to Rachel's show. I promise you. The same day, same afternoon, late afternoon, Rachel called me. And she said, oh, you want to challenge me? Okay, you're welcome to come and challenge me, and when can you come? I said, you tell me when you want me to be there. So I had to go to New York twice, first to see what she was doing, how she was doing it, and then the second time to do my cooking with her.
That's what I did.
And also, you know, she gave away 4 trips to Italy, and we put together the package, which is the beautiful Etruscan culinary adventure. It's 5 nights in a little village in Tuscany called Cetona, a middle-aged village with little narrow streets with the main piazza like the little towns have, and the little shops in the square, two cafes where the local people sit down and play cards. Anyway, we gave this trip away because we sent lots of clients, and they loved the idea to be in a place like that, away from the bustling noise of the cities, the traffic jams, the lines of people, there is like a little paradise.
Absolutely. You know, Stephanie and I have the same feeling.
Yeah.
We want to get out of the big cities. We want to get to meet the people, to eat where the people eat.
That's right.
Yeah. How much of an influence do you think food and wine on travelers' decisions to choose Italy as a destination makes?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. You know, more and more, as I said to you, people are looking to have, with their travel arrangement, always something to do with the culinary arts, so maybe wine tasting, and we take them to private wine estates where they can visit the grounds of this beautiful area, beautiful castles, or beautiful villas surrounded by vineyards, and then they have their own local cellar where they give wine tasting. So people love something like this and, you know, enjoy a lovely afternoon at their own pace without rushing around, having a good lunch, good wine. So more and more we are seeing that we have to design package with in mind the lovers of food and wine, which are more and more coming out every day. More people like to do things that are related to food and wine.
And Italy has had that reputation
and Italy
forever.
Has everything, that's right.
Forever. What other special interest requests have you seen people wanting to be part of the travels to Italy, other than the things that have been in the past? Are there new things that people want to see?
Well, you know, in Italy, many people go scuba diving.
Really?
Huh. Yes, there are some areas in Puntala, in the Argentario, or down to Sicily, where they can go scuba diving. And there are also spa. There are some beautiful spa outside Venice in Abano Terme, where mostly these areas were known by the Germans, but more and more now the Americans discover them, and they go to these luxurious hotels. They spend a week, 10 days. They do their own, program. You are visited by a doctor.
Are they focused more on beauty or health and wellness?
No, health.
Health and wellness, yeah.
Health, yes.
Yeah, I guess so many of those Italian women are so beautiful, they just don't have to.
Yeah, well, the Italian women are taking good care of themselves. You know that, for instance, in here, most of the girls wash their own hair, blow and dry their own hair. In Italy, every lady goes to the hairdresser once a week. And she has the hair professionally washed and set it up by an hairdresser. The young generation, of course, washes their own hair. But to tell you that the tradition of the married women or the middle-aged women is to go to an hairdresser once a week.
Yeah, now they do. Years ago, the unmarried women were gorgeous and slim and fashionable, and the married women let themselves go. But that's not the way it is today, is it?
No. Things have changed.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember a young Sophia Loren. Loved her.
Yeah. You know that before I came here, I was a school teacher. In fact, I graduated from college, and I got a degree in teaching just a year before I got married. And the year that I got married was my first year that I was teaching. And among my students, I had girls, four great girls. One of the daughters was the daughter of the hairdresser of Sophia Loren.
Really?
The name was Ricardo, and used to have a shop on Via Veneto. So naturally, the father would say to me, Mrs. Franzaroli, when you need to come to an hairdresser, please come to me. I'd be very happy to do your hair. And so one day I went there, and Sophia Loren was there. She used the same hairdresser. And I could see this beautiful woman, you know, very close to me, getting her hair done.
Oh, la la.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's also very tall, isn't she?
Well, not really.
No?
That's what I was very surprised. She now everybody, you know, with age shrinks a little bit. But at that time, I think she was about 5'4", 5'5".
No kidding.
No more than that, yeah. Oh.
Well, listen, this is Mark Abrams filling in for an ailing Stephanie Abrams talking to Donna Franca. And we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to ask you about travelers to Italy who are going for the first time. What do you recommend they be sure to visit and how many days that they need? So stand by. We'll be right back.
Entra in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only pub Bunnelobby. What's a pub Bunnelobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "Oh Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby, pub Bunnelobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet, suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Ireland invites you to the epic Bee in Bridgeford. New to Bee in Bridgeford? Brace yourself. After a night at a Galway B&B, you head to the Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Crossing the 75-foot chasm urges you to return to solid ground, setting out to Waterford, home of the famous crystal. Careful, though. This town has a tradition of you break it, you buy it. B&B, Rope Bridge, Waterford.
Oops.
Bee in Bridgeford, only in Ireland. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures Structures is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams. When the
world sees Hi, this is Mark Abrams filling in for an ailing Stephanie Abrams, talking with Donna Franca, founder of the iconic tour operator to Italy, Donna Franca Tours. And when we ended the last segment, I brought up the point that we'd like to know, for people who are going to Italy for the first time, so can you give us a little bit of,
sure.
of that?
We have designed for the people who are going to Italy for the first time an independent arrangement, which is called the three cultural capital of Italy, which are, of course, Rome, Florence, and Venice. But along the way, we are giving a little bit of touches of the areas around these three big cities. For instance, when we are down from Rome, we go down to Naples, we touch a little bit the Amalfi Coast, we visit Pompeii, the excavation of Pompeii, and see, we are giving a private guides in every place, but we are not giving a tour escort to all their end all day long. Just private guides in Rome, Florence, and Venice, where they have all the sightseeing, the major sightseeing of the city. Then, as I said, we show a little bit the outskirts of Naples when we go down to the Amalfi Coast or to Pompeii. We take them to a winery located on the slopes of Mount Vesuvius, and they have a wine tasting with lunch there with a spectacular view of Mount Vesuvius on one side and the beautiful Mediterranean Sea on the other.
You know, years ago, Stephanie and I walked up to the top of Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah.
And,
beautiful,
and,
beautiful.
And it was amazing that there were 80-year-old Italian little grandmother-type women with their walking sticks, and they were walking like, you know, it was a flat surface, and we're plodding along.
My grandmother, you know, never went by car. She walked from one town to another.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was a child visiting her during the summer months, because we were living in Rome, she would make me walk from one town to another, which was maybe 12, 13 miles, you know. But that's the way they were doing at that time.
Yeah.
And then going back to the three city of culture, then we go to Florence.
Right.
And we stay three
beautiful,
nights in
beautiful
Florence.
City.
We stay
what?
Three nights in Rome. And then in Florence again, after we see the city of Florence, we take him in the countryside, because some people say, I want to see Tuscany. Florence is the capital of the region of Tuscany. But Tuscany, when they mean Tuscany, they mean they want to see the countryside outside in the outskirts of Florence. And so we take them to Siena, San Gimignano. We take them to the Chianti districts. We give them a wine tasting again. We bring them to a winery. You know, we do different things and over and above showing them the art and culture, museum, churches of the main major cities. Then from there we go to Venice. And also in Venice we are giving two nights of Venice. But you see, this particular arrangement, it's good any day of the week from April to October. So they can choose their date. This is what the good about our programs, our, you know, policy. We are giving flexibility to our clients. We have recognized the clients do not want to do what you are telling them to do. They want suggestions for you. They want you to set up a beautiful itinerary for them. But they know how much they want to stay, how long they want to stay, how much they want to spend, what kind of hotel category they want, and if they want to see just the city of the major city, our city of Rome, Florence, and Venice, or they want something else.
Well, you know, it's amazing because what you're saying is something that we've talked about so often, Stephanie and I, that it's the most efficient way is to have a good guide in a place that you want to see and who can speak your language.
That's
and
right.
Show you the important parts and give you some of the background and the history. I was going to ask you a question because you were talking about Pompeii before.
Mm-hmm.
When we were in Pompeii, every morning the dogs used to line up at the gate and wait for it to open, and then each of the dogs would go to a specific spot and lay underneath one of the caskets or in front of one of the displays. Do they still do that? Is that still happening? Do you know?
Well, when I was there, I didn't see any dogs going into the excavation and lay down in the shade of a monument or something. You know, I didn't see that.
Yeah, we always thought it was just, you know, the dogs were remembering the ghosts of the people who passed away all those centuries.
Maybe. I did not see dogs when I was there.
Okay.
And I was there quite a few times. Maybe at that time that you were there was, you know, there were some dogs that they wanted to enter the excavation.
Well, we're almost out of time, but let me ask you one more question. For people who've been to Italy once, twice, three times, do you have anything special that you're going to give to our listeners to make them jump in there?
Go to different areas, like enjoy the, for instance, the Aeolian Island, a little all these islands outside the coast of Sicily. And take a beautiful vacation, 5 nights between this lovely island connected by boat from each other, and stay in Lipari, in Vesuvius, you know, in these beautiful areas, and go to something that to a destination that they never had seen before. Another beautiful destination is the Cinque Terre, which is up on the north of Italian Riviera. That is an also a beautiful vacation. There are five Cinque Terre, means five lands, and there are five fishing villages connected also by train or by boat. And their names are Vernazza, Corniglia, Manarola, Rio Maggiore.
Easy for you to say.
Rosso a Mare. Those are beautiful, beautiful little towns.
Well, Donna, listen, we're just about out of time, so thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to take you up on your invitation to visit with you in your Boston home sometime in 2016.
Please do that.
Donna, thank you so much.
Come back next week. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.